Greetings, one and all. It's Pastor Bob again, coming to you from our broadcasting studios in the upper room at the Parsonage, the house of peace in the heart of Arthur, Illinois. Well, it's December 8th and it's Tuesday, and we've got another family Advent devotional for everyone out there. These devotions come from a set of writings put together by Grace Claus of the Reformed Church of America. Today's devotion is called A Red Rope. A Red Rope. First, we look at the Bible. And today we turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 2. And we tell the story that's in verses 1 through 21. It's Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. Here's a selection from that. Then Joshua, son of Nun, sent two men secretly from Shittim as spies, saying, "Go, view the land, especially Jericho." So they went. And they entered the house of a prostitute whose name was Rahab and spent the night there. The king of Jericho was told, "Some Israelites have come here tonight to search out the land." Then the king of Jericho sent orders to Rahab, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who entered your house, for they have come only to search out the whole land." But the woman took the two men and hid them. Before they went to sleep, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land. The Lord your God is indeed God in heaven, above and on earth below. Now then, since I have dealt kindly with you, swear to me by the Lord that you in turn will deal kindly with my family." The men said to her, "Our life for yours. If you do not tell this business of ours, then we will deal kindly and faithfully with you when the Lord gives us the land. We will be released from this oath that you have made us swear to if we invade the land and you do not tie this crimson cord in the window through which you let us down, and you do not gather into your house your mother and father, your brothers, and all your family." She said, "According to your words, so be it." Well, here's the situation. The Israelites have been wandering in the desert for 40 years. And now, the time has finally come for them to move into the land that God promised them. That land is called Canaan, and it's filled with people who don't love or trust God. But when two Israelite spies sneak into the city of Jericho in Canaan, they get help from someone they least expect. A woman named Rahab. Even though she's not an Israelite, she has heard about the God of Israel, and she believes that he is the true God. After she helps the Israelite spies, she asks them to protect her family when the Israelite army comes to knock down the walls of Jericho. The spies agree. If she hangs a red rope in her window, so they know which house to protect. You see, the red rope will save Rahab's life. That red rope hanging in her window looks a lot like a trail of blood, which reminds us of the blood of Jesus. You know, when Jesus died, his blood saved our lives, just like the red rope saved Rahab's life. So, If we trust in God, like Rahab did, we get to join God's family today and be protected. Wonder what it was about that red rope. Did you ever wonder why the Israelite spies tell Rahab to hang a red rope in the window and not maybe a purple one, for instance? Let us pray. Jesus, we come to you today and we thank you for the blood you shed for us so that we can live. We are so glad today to be part of your family. Amen. Well, friends, that concludes our family devotion for today. Before our benediction, just a quick reminder that attached to this very email is a video recording of Sunday's wonderful service at Vine Street, the second Sunday of Advent service, the Sunday of Peace. So if you've seen it once, you may want to see it again. If you haven't seen it, you may not want to miss it. And it's right here as a special gift with this email. Let's hear our benediction today. It may sound familiar. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the world, guide us and help us this day. Amen.